He is just 2 wins behind Hall of Fame trainer Bill Mott and trying to equal him as Churchill Downs' all-time leading trainer. He has 9 horses entered for this afternoon, so there's a good chance that by the end of the day, we could be talking about Dale Romans, a native of Louisville, as Churchill's all-time leading trainer, and he is with us now here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. Dale, welcome, my friend.
Hey, thank you, buddy. Thank you.
So
that put a lot of pressure on me.
Hey, you're not going to be – all right, look, you got blanked on opening day yesterday. You're not going to be one of those guys that gets close to a milestone and then goes like 0 for 50, are you?
And not unless you just jinxed me.
Yeah, all he asked for is a 3-winner day today. Huh? That's a you know, commonplace occurrence, right?
Right, exactly. It's easy to walk over and win 3 at Churchill Downs. Yeah. And they're all in allowance, right? Maiden allowance, or stakes today.
He's obviously never trained horses.
Come on.
No, he hasn't.
3 out of 9. That's like 1 out of every 3. Yeah, if anybody can do it, it's Dale Romans.
Well,
a few years ago, I could have cut a few of these claimers in half and gotten right over this milestone, but it's not like that anymore.
Yeah. Well, I asked earlier, I said, who's he trying to beat? And he said, Bill Mott. I said, well, I was hoping it was like a dead guy or something. Now you got
to – Right. No, you got to keep going head-to-head with him. I ask him, please just give me for one day, don't run any horses this week, and I'll get it done, and you can have it back. I don't think he's working with me very well.
Not a team player.
He's all about himself.
When you hear – look, you're a native of Louisville. When you hear Dale Romans – all-time leading trainer at Churchill Downs. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear those words?
Unbelievable. I mean, in all seriousness, it's this is a legendary racetrack as they build themselves, home of the Kentucky Derby. And to think maybe you've stood in the winner's circle more times than anybody in the 140-something year history of the place, it's pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's got to be one of the best milestones anybody could ever achieve, I would think.
Well, yeah, especially, you know, from being from here, coming here my entire life. I mean, this was my playground growing up, and it still is.
What do you think your dad would say if he were here?
I don't know. That's a good question. He'd be very proud, but he'd be a little overwhelmed with it, I think. I remember the first... You know, he died young. He was only 59 years old. And he was in the hospital when I won my first trainer's title. And I remember going in the hospital room with him. Lucas and I were head and head, and he called me back in. He said, now, don't let him pass you. That'd be a big, big deal for a Romans B leading trainer at Churchill Downs. That just seems like yesterday. And Wayne Lucas was kind enough to let me tie him that year, so my father got to see me have one title at Churchill.
What are some of those Churchill moments, when you think back on your career, some of those moments you've had at Churchill that are always going to stand out to you?
There's all kinds of big ones. I mean, first walkover, even though it's a loss in the Kentucky Derby, is a big one. But I pretty easily can tell you the biggest moment for me at Churchill Downs so far was Shackelford's last race. And, I don't hardly hear the announcers, but it was a night race. He had fallen out of the gate at the Breeders' Cup, was the favorite. I didn't think there was any way he could get beat. He stumbles. He spots him 10 lengths. Doesn't run any good. Talk him into letting him run back one more time. I didn't want him to retire on such a bad effort. They let us run him back. There were 30,000 people here at night racing. And the announcer calling when he hit the half-mile post, Shackelford looking at the last half-mile of his career. It makes the hair stand up on my neck thinking about it today. That crowd stood up and started cheering him from the time the announcer called him at the half-mile pole till he walked out of the winner's circle.
Yeah, and he gave you another thrill when he turned for home in the Kentucky Derby, and he's in front.
That was pretty thrilling. I tell everybody I know what it feels like to think you're going to win a Kentucky Derby.
Pretty special things.
Yeah.
Well, you're kind of loaded for bear this year for the Kentucky Derby. You got a really nice string of 2-year-olds.
Yeah, we got a good crop of them, a good bunch, and some more that haven't even started yet that I think are good, rugged, strong colts that could be that kind. And, you know, there's a lot of strides in between today and the first points race for the Derby till we get there first Saturday in May, but I like our position.
You know, people will look and they'll see Dale Romans at the top of the standings quite often at different racetracks around the country, and they'll see your name associated with big graded stakes winners, Dale, but you do it year in and year out. What's the key for any trainer to maintain this type of success and do it year in and year out?
You know, it's just consistent. Get out and do the same thing every day. Well, for me, it's been stay consistently in the same places. Ever, you know, I've gone to Florida in the winter, New York in the summer, Churchill spring and fall, my entire career. You know, and eventually just kind of become rooted in that cycle, and just keep grinding. Don't let the highs be too high or the lows be too low.
When a trainer goes through a slump, how do you maintain the faith and the belief in yourself to keep on going?
You know, we're all a little bit arrogant, or we couldn't, or we wouldn't be here doing this. So, you know, when you're losing 80 to 85% of the time and you're considered successful, you've got to you got to be a little bit arrogant about things. So I haven't met a trainer yet that wasn't in a slump, that it wasn't the rider's fault or something like that. So we can usually come out of it.
Yeah, a lot of times it happens to be the horses that you're training at the time too, that sometimes they're just not good enough to compete wherever it is you're racing.
Where you get into a jackpot is when you get expensive yearlings that can't drop in for the tags and place them where they can win. If you can do that, then you can get out of slump pretty easy.
Well, Hollywood Star is your horse today in the Iroquois Dale, and 5-2 on the morning line. He broke his maiden impressively at Churchill, came back with that big runner-up performance in the Saratoga Special on August 13th. Tell us a little bit about Hollywood Star.
I love this horse. I mean, he was my pick of the best horse at the sale last year. And we paid a lot of money for him. He's got pedigree. He's got class. He's got the look about him. And I'm just anxious to get him going around two turns. We said all along that we thought that would be when you'd see his true talent. And hopefully, I don't get really nervous anymore, but I get excited. And I'm excited to see him, how he does going around two turns.
Yeah, that's a big deal. It's a little stepping stone to overcome before you get on the Derby trail. And if he could win today, that would propel him quite a bit. It was interesting to me. Alborado, I think, had his choice of Ten City or your horse, and he stuck with yours. That's a good sign.
Yeah, we had his choice last race when he was right, when it was Ten City and Zack Attack. Of course, he chose right at Ellis Park. And you know, we've got three horses that are already very accomplished, two-year-olds, and Zack Attack and Free Drop Billy and the colt today. And we can't tell which one's the best. Robbie's ridden them all, their every race of their life so far. You know, Zack ran big at Ellis, and this horse, I think, it's just as good.
Dale, I mentioned those nine entrants on today's program. When you think about the horses that can bring you closer to that record mark, who are some of the other horses we should keep an eye on?
Well, I think we have a huge shot in the first race with Tiz Mischief. I think that he's one of these colts that if he wins today, you know, we could be talking about him for Derby Dreams down the road. He's a solid, good colt. I think he came out of a key race at Ellis Sprinting, and he's stretching out for the first time. I would say of all the rest of them, besides Hollywood, he'd be the best shot of the day.
All right, well, we'll see if Dale Romans can earn yet another win at Churchill Downs. He's done it almost as many times as anybody in history, and hoping by the end of the day, or at least over the next couple of days, to be the all-time leading trainer. Dale, as always, man, we appreciate the time, and like all of our guests, you're going to get a gift courtesy of Embrace the Race. It's the apparel for the horse racing lifestyle. We'll get that to you, and hopefully we'll be sending it to Churchill's all-time leading trainer.
Thank you, fellas. Always good talking to you.